two residents of Stamford, Connecticut, want to make their city the home of a museum dedicated to Black World War II veterans. WSHU's Leah Trusty reports it would be the only one of its kind in the country.
Mabel Jorgensen is a lifelong resident of Stamford. She frequently visits the Stamford Government Center, and one day she noticed a monument for residents who fought in World War II. But one important name was missing.
My brother is a World War II veteran, and it just dawned on me while I was sitting there. I went through them, and I don't see his name.
Jorgensen reached out to the local government to find out why. She was told they used old high school yearbook biographies to identify the city's veterans.
I went through my yearbook, too. There are quite a few of African Americans that are in the book. I just think no one has fought for it.
Jorgensen was determined to share their history. In 2008, she heard about a Black World War II museum in Bennington, Vermont. She decided to pay it a visit. That was when she met Bruce Byrd. Byrd, a military collector, opened the museum in 2006. He says he studied the American military for 50 years before he learned about Black military service.
I discovered that 1.1 million Blacks served in the Second World War, and I figured if I didn't know anything about it, nobody knew about it. And I also figured that they did their part, and they should get credit for it.
Jorgensen was stunned when she saw the museum.
I froze. I mean, I actually could not believe what I had seen, especially the women. That's the first thing I went, and he had this area just for women. And I said, oh my God. And I walked through everything and I'm saying, unbelievable. So I said, you need someone to help you.
The museum was underfunded and eventually forced to relocate. Jorgensen saw this as the perfect opportunity. She asked Byrd to move it to Stamford.
Stamford needs a museum for the young people, for the children, because they don't teach the history in school, because I am a high school graduate. And I did not know about my people.
Byrd hoped they would find a new building quickly, but he says many doors have been closed. The city offered a space that he says was too run down to use, while buildings of comparable size have been too expensive. The two have hosted several fundraisers in the hopes that they can afford a building soon. In the meantime, they run a pop-up museum in the place where Jorgensen was first inspired, the Stamford Government Center. Byrd uses a single white table to display model aircrafts, missiles, and several photos of Black military men and women. Jorgensen holds one particular photo.
This is a photo of my big brother, Francis Wensley. He spent 24 and a half years in the United States Army and Air Force, and he just retired from teaching at 91 years old.
Jorgensen says she and Byrd will continue to push for the museum. She calls it a tribute that her brother and all Black veterans deserve. Leah Trusty, WSHU News.